to hear the latest rap cuts and exclusive hip-hop news, keep listening to the tightest show on the planet, Breakdown FM, your official source to real hip-hop. Understand?
Breakdown.
Sound is my weapon, ain't known the right to teach me how to live for. And ain't no one gonna tell me what to die for. Right now, I'm on red alert and it never stops. Introduce me to peace and I hold back my trigger. Leave my people alone now, let me throw my anger. Your religious savagery allows you to kill without authorities. Pumping on the minorities, clear the way for my enemies. Let them listen to that, listen to Sadat.
Pursuing peace is the only avenue which is compatible with our culture and creed.
Sawh al bahar, sawh al dini, shil yom berja. Sawh al bahar, sawh al dini, shil yom berja. From the choice between good and bad, and wisdom consists in not using the last one, except in case of aggression. But who has begun, and who gave them license to raise the gun, to rape the ground of my brother's mounds? Squat on my flanks, shoot me down in flames. Ripping every day, they said that I breathe with the goddamn airplanes. But don't ever put back again your hands on my children.
Never.
Cause if you let my hate keep on growing, I'll crush you with my thumb. You see, word is a link. I am violent cause you did me harm. You are violent, but you're doing harm to yourself. Keep your hands up in the sky if you don't wanna die. Sawh al bahar, sawh al dini, shil yom berja. البحر الصوت هالدنيا شي يوم برجع في عندي دم بجسمي وانا وياه رحنا سوا هونيك الارض كان في الشمس ولو ما كان بنا تذكر كل شي من حياتي ودمي لا اخوي في ايد هالموسيقى بتمي ما تخاف يا خيي لانه مات هالحي كان بيلعب بالحجار هلا راح مع الحرب راح واخد قلوب اولاد معه بل كان سنة لريح الدنيا شمس بيروح وبيرجع كل السنة وطني عنده حرارة لانه قتلوا ماتوا بهالدنيا في مليان ما بيعرفوا كيف نعيش وبيجوا ولا بيسألوا يا دعاني لبنان دعانك طرابلس سيدة معلمك عنتورة مسكنتا متين شبيل سحلة بيروت صنين أشرفية جسيم نبطية سور شر ضمور صوب هالبحر وصوب هالدنيا شل يوم برجع أنا برجع والله خليني نموت بوطني لبنان
لبنان صوت اسمعه. David D hanging out with you this afternoon, and we had to kick things off on what appears to be a very disturbing and tragic day in the country of Lebanon. We started off with a song from Clotaire K. He's a well-known artist that is known throughout the Middle East, especially his home country, Lebanon. The name of the song we played was Lubnan, and we have Clotaire K Clote on the phone with us. How are you doing, Clote?
Yeah, well, I could be better, but that's okay. You know, I mean, there's once again rains of bombs in Lebanon, and that's not cool at all. I mean, it's very unfair what is happening. Here in Europe, people know about it, that it's clearly unfair, but I don't know if in the U.S. it's the same.
Well, Clote, of course, you were the person that introduced me to Lebanon when I was there about 6-7 months ago. And, I mean, if you recall our meeting, when I first met you, I told you I was very scared because I had heard all these stories about bombs and everything. And I remember very specifically you said, by the time you leave here, you're not going to want to leave because it's such a beautiful city. And you were absolutely right. I enjoyed myself. The people there were gracious. The scenery, everything was just incredible. So to now have been there, to hear that some of the places that I went to are now being bombed, is just unbelievable. How does it make you feel? I mean, you're in France right now, but what's going on to your mind, and what have your cousins and family been saying about this?
Well, you know, people at the moment in Lebanon, I mean, from my family, they're quite sick. They feel like thrown up because, you know, this situation is like I told you, very unfair. And I mean, all the foreigners are leaving the country, they're all going away, and we were in a period of time where Lebanon was starting to regain from the past, you know, bombings and war, and tourism starting again, economy and all these things, which was difficult until now. And once again, it falls on our heads, and we have asked for nothing, and it's not our fault. I mean, you know, it's just, when you see George Bush on TV saying that, you know, we don't want peace and all these things, this is not right, because, you know, I mean, these soldiers who've been kidnapped, they were not picking flowers in gardens, they weren't there for peace, really, you know? And then it's a whole country suffering from a fight between two groups, you know, and that's not fair at all, because as you've seen, Lebanon is a regular country, something like maybe the US, people living, being happy, trying to live and make a living, you know? And then they suffer once in a while from bombings because someone has a real massive military power and decides that, you know, we're going to punish them.
You know, let me also bring on the phone somebody who's in Beirut now, your friend Maya. Maya, how are you? You just walked into your house in Beirut and found that you have no electricity. What's going on? How are you feeling with things going as things are unfolding?
Actually, they paralyzed the country. They're bombing, and in the morning they hit the airport, and then again they hit it another time this evening. So basically, they're starting. They kind of took us back 24 years ago in the 82 when they were invading Beirut, and now they're doing it again, and it's pretty hectic.
Now for people here that are listening here in the States, who are they?
The Israeli army, definitely.
Now, are the Israeli army, are they a constant presence in Lebanon? I mean, how does that work when you go there? Do you see them, or do they frequently attack, or how does it...
Now they're attacking. They're attacking through the air, yes, and they're not, and even the sea. And they started coming from the south, but they're not letting them get in, really.
They're not letting any of the boats or ships come into Lebanon?
No, the boats are here. They're in front of my house. And
the Israeli and the boats? The Israeli?
Yeah, of course.
You can see the ships from your house?
Yeah. I live near the sea.
The Mediterranean Sea?
Yes.
Well, the people that you've come across, how are they reacting? Are the average people that are there in Beirut, do they get their guns? Do they go to a bomb shelter? Are they trying to... What are people trying to do?
No, not really. We're brave people. I was just coming from a pub near my house. It was a bit empty, but you know, people don't really care because they have the immunity system, you see. They gained the immunity thing because they've been there, done that, so they know how to try to avoid these things.
So meaning because Beirut and Lebanon has been through bombs before, people are kind of used to it.
Yeah.
Wow. If you're just tuning in, this is David D. We're hanging out with you this afternoon. We're talking with a well-known artist out of Beirut in Lebanon. His name is Clote K. You also heard the voice of Maya. She is also in Beirut. Clotaire, of course, is in France right now. And we're just trying to get a sense of what's going on and how people may be feeling. Let me ask you this, Clotaire. What do you think this is all going to mean at the end of this engagement, so to speak? How long will it take people to recover? What do you think people are going to be feeling as a result of this? Or will this lead to something bigger and even worse? You know, will this increase the conflict?
Yeah, well, I can't tell if it will lead to something bigger. I hope not, obviously, but people are disgusted by what's going on, you know, because once again, like Maya just said, we're bombed and you know, bombs are falling and you don't know. I mean, people are used to it, like she said as well, because they've suffered for years this kind of situation, but you never know where a bomb is going to fall and you never know what they decide. And then we're labeled Arab terrorists, you know, and I mean, Maya and me, we're not terrorists. We're just usual people, as you've met, at least me, you know, we're just usual people. And the thing is that there's a very high level of feeling of injustice in this part of the world. People are feeling this injustice, especially when democracy is promoted in Palestine. They say you have to do elections, democratic elections. And then when people in Palestine decide that they want the Hamas to lead the country, to lead the territories, well, the U.S. and Israel, they're not very happy with this. So democracy is broken again because they bombed Gaza, for instance. And if you want my opinion, I mean, I've received an email from a friend in Gaza. He said to me, you know, there's a little girl next to my house, and she says to me that before going to sleep, she prefers to drink in order not to feel the hunger in his belly, in her belly. Mm. You know, so this thing happened, and then they bombed ministries, offices. I mean, you say you want democracy, and then you bomb the ministry's office. I mean, people have chosen, they've elected these people for the good and bad. And then you come and you say, oh no, we didn't like that, what you've done. So that's not good anymore. It's not good anymore. And the whole world is shutting up. Nobody said it's unfair to bomb Gaza. And, you know, nobody said nothing. Chirac didn't say anything. It did happen. So people are feeling the injustice. And then, you know, they a party, because the Hezbollah is a party elected by some people in Lebanon as well. You know,
they're kidnapped.
Yeah, they're a minority, as she said. But they kidnapped some soldiers. It's soldiers. It's not civilians. Soldiers.
Right.
And what comes next is that we close the country, we bomb the airport, we put our navy in the water, which is illegal internationally. It's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And we bomb them. And we cut them from the rest of the world, from the food, from everything, because we've just decided it.
Now, when you say we, so people understand, you're
Israel,
talking about
Israel. I mean, and the thing which is dangerous also for the U.S. is that people in this part of the world are melting between Israel and the U.S. Because for them, they is the same thing. Because Israel is like the 51st state of America for them.
You know, one of the things that was interesting, when I was in Beirut, I had an interesting conversation when I went to one of the barbershops. And people, you know, they made it very clear, like, you're an American. And people were asking, like, why did we vote for George Bush? And
exactly.
I was like,
why did you do that?
And I was like, we didn't do that. But the way that the conversation went is like, yes, you did. You know, like, me too. Like, even, and they looked at it like, if he's elected, that means all of y'all are guilty of that. And I mean, and so what I'm asking, what I'm leading to by relaying that experience is, what is that going to mean for the region? What is that going to mean for people who are just, you know, American citizens who are around in that part of the world? What is this all going to boil down to?
As you've noticed, people in the Middle East are very hospitable. Even if they ask you this kind of question, at the end of the day, even if you're American and they don't like George Bush, they don't have nothing against you in personal.
We do understand that the American people has nothing to do with the American government. I personally am against the American politics, but personally, I do work in an American school. It's an American company. We promote the American way of thinking. It's not a big issue for us. We do understand. We do know how to separate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my opinion, American citizens, just like you've done, must not be afraid to come to Lebanon, for instance, because they will be welcome and very welcome. You know?
Yeah, but not at this point because it's really risky.
Yeah, not at the moment. No.
No, yeah, we can't encourage anyone to come at this point.
Bombs are just for liberty. Stay away from it.
You know, the fact that it's amazing, you know, how calm you guys are considering that there's been killings and that your main airport has been bombed. And I guess it might be hard for a lot of people to understand how you can just kind of keep it moving in, you know, something that seems like really tragic.
Yeah, because like she just said, Maya, I mean, people are immune. They're used to it. I mean, bombs for years, you know. I mean, my cousins, for instance, you know, regular girls going out partying in clubs and stuff, as in Florida, in Miami, for instance, girls, natural, regular people, they're so much used to the war that just by ear they can tell you the name of the bomb that's just been dropped and even the size.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, but when you think about it, with 20 years of war, you have time to rehearse for that kind of stuff, you know?
Right. So let me ask both of you, as we get ready to kind of wrap up, what can people that are listening here in the United States, in California, and of course, Clote, you're no stranger to the Bay Area, what can people that are listening do to help out, or what would you like people to think and understand that they may not be getting from our media, our mainstream press here?
Protest against what is happening. Protest against what Bush said this afternoon, because it was really unbelievable. Saying that Israel has the right to defend herself,
it's
something is not very logical. Except for two soldiers and killing 47 civilians in Lebanon, it's not something very you can't absorb this. It's not something logical. And I have never expected something logical by Bush, but anyways, you know, it's quite hectic and it's absurd what he was saying.
I mean, in my opinion, I mean, as you said, I think that American people should maybe trust less the mainstream media and try to know on their own what's going on, but through the internet, for instance, or things like that. Because people in Lebanon or elsewhere in the Middle East are just people, like anyone in the Bay Area, like anyone elsewhere in the U.S. They're just people trying to live and who know just in the same conditions as Americans what's good and what's bad in the world and what should be done and what is wrongdoing, you know?
Right.
So they're not like the evil we're trying to portray, you know?
Let me ask you, how does the average person feel about Hezbollah?
What they did was not, it was something that is against the will of the majority of the Lebanese people. So basically what they did doesn't represent me, okay? It doesn't represent the majority. But for two soldiers, they wanted to exchange two soldiers with a certain amount of Lebanese prisoners and Palestinian prisoners and the Israeli prisons. It wasn't the right timing, but no, I can understand what they did, but no, it's definitely not the right timing. Not at the beginning of the summer, where they're killing the tourism season, and not at this point where we're still fighting with Syria for the independence thing, and not in this complicated scene in the Middle East. We really didn't need that at this point.
Let me ask you this. Right now they're saying that Iran is involved with that, and that they're the ones that are actually...
This is a myth. This is really a myth. This is a propaganda made by
our press. Huh?
Yeah. Definitely, they have nothing to do. They want to fight Iran for the nuclear thing they're doing, and they're trying to integrate their story with our story.
There's always a useful excuse.
Let me ask you this, Clotaire, as we get ready to close. What's the reaction in France where you're at right now? Is the same type of spin being pushed out there? Are they blaming Hezbollah? Are they blaming the Lebanese people? Or do they see it a little bit differently?
Well, yeah, they do. I guess it's very different than in the U.S. People here are not fooled by the things, you know, and deep inside themselves, they know what's going on. I mean, they know that it's extremely unfair what's happening, and it's not a reaction, it's a disproportionate reaction, like the French government said, the European government, said. You know, it's very disproportioned, and people know that here. They're really aware of such things.
Right. And how's your family personally? I know you said one of your cousins, we weren't able to get a hold of. They were kind of upset about everything. But how, is your family okay?
Well, you know, they're gutted because, you know, they're stuck in Lebanon. Like, you know, Lebanese people, they have a passport that they cannot travel with. It's very difficult. So they're stuck in Lebanon. And while all the foreigners, all the tourists have gone away now, and they're just waiting for the bombs to fall and to finish with it, to get rid of it.
Okay. And is your family okay, Maya?
My family is fine. Not the whole family. Actually, my grandmother and the rest of the family in the south are not really fine because they're stuck in the south since they hit the highway.
The
so they can't really come to Beirut because they're stuck in the south.
Okay.
There's no way to come to Beirut. So hopefully they won't hit their area.
Well, look, we appreciate you all taking time out. Good luck, and we'll check back with you if we hear anything else, you know, and you can let our audience know what's going on. Once again, we've been talking to Maya and Clotaire K out of Lebanon. Maya, of course, is in Beirut. Her electricity has been knocked out, and Clotaire is in France right now, but that's his country, and that's where I met him. Was on the shores of the Mediterranean Sea. So we appreciate that, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
Déjà la force du verbe, alors que l'Occident n'était que tribu en herbe. Vous m'avez détruit, arraché mon cœur dans la nuit. Sous le feu et la mitraille, j'ai survécu à cette pluie. Toujours prêt à mourir, mais ne jamais subir. Rien n'a pu être pire que le destin de mon empire. Vert comme les cèdres, symbole de cette terre qui a nourri mes pères depuis des millénaires. Rouge comme le sang qui n'a cessé de couler, de s'en retourner droit vers sa terre souillée. Balayer le passé n'est pas si facile, tant que la vie ne tient encore qu'à un fil. Beyrouth écœurée, elle bouge mutilée. La cloche de mon église embrasse le chant du minaret dans la sérénité en toute paix. Et cela pour l'éternité. La patrie infime du savoir ultime, ouverte à tous les vents de pensée.
Poète,
de l'art phénicien à la sagesse
des arabes initiés.
Fine lame de l'Orient après sept tremblements, malgré ses 6000 ans et les blessures d'antan. Dédié à Allah, le tout puissant seul, Dieu des chrétiens et des mahométans. Fini la foudre, la poudre, que Dieu puisse m'absoudre. Roquettes, armes lourdes, snipers qui tirent à vue. Sous la pluie des bombes qui tombaient dans la nuit, mon âme a grandi. Désormais l'harmonie règne dans mes veines. Benz, BM, bricolage, dollars et vannes et pieds. Madin al-Habay, bien Habiba, ya Aghlam. رحنا وتبقى
قلبي.
cave deep. Breakdown FM, where we break down news, views, and the hip-hop movements.